Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at a particularly modern problem, and that is our smartphones, the use of that technology and where that can be really helpful for us and where that can become really unhelpful for us. The last couple of generations have literally had the world in our hands through the advancements in smartphone technology, and I guess in some ways it's no surprise then that we haven't always managed that particularly well, and like all technology, it tends to draw out both the best and the worst in this human condition. And so we're going to look today at some ways that we can make that work for us and some strategies for how to put it back in its box and reclaim a bit of life. So what are the signs that your relationship with your smartphone technology might be getting away from you? An increased focus or preoccupation with the device is one of the big telltale signs. If you've experienced any difficulty regulating your relationship, if you've tried to change how much you use the phone, what you use it for, and struggled or slipped back into an old pattern, that's another really big sign. If your smartphone is taking up more time, more focus, and more of your day, then that's another really big sign. If you are seeing a decrease in your engagement with other activities, if it's stopping you from getting things like chores done, or if it's stopping you from doing things like exercise or connecting with people in other ways, then that might be an indicator that this is overgrown its utility for you. Any decrease in work, study, performance, or even issues being raised by people that we're in relationship and family with, if there's comments being made about how much we're on the phone, that might be another, you know, indicator. And I guess any other negative consequences, if you see those negative consequences of your relationship with your phone increasing, that might be another sign that it's time to rethink that relationship. So now we've got a few strategies for how you might be able to do that. The first one would be to consider your relationship with particular apps in the phone. If you just use it for a phone, that might be one thing. But if you're using it to connect in other ways, it could be that that's an area where it's starting to get away from you. So even deleting certain apps for a period of time to see how you go can be helpful, particularly social media apps. Another really helpful strategy is to try leaving it on silent. None of us can resist the sound of a message coming through. So choosing to put the phone on silent and even considering things like deliberately leaving it in another room or car or leaving it in your bag can give you a little bit more cognitive space. Having it in your pocket all the time isn't always a really helpful thing because it's there as a reference point. We check it. Another strategy would be to consider scheduling in some screen-free time. And again, be able to value add to that by getting out in the natural world, a park, a garden, and really putting some distance between yourself and your phone would be really, really helpful. Another really sensible thing to do might actually be to schedule your app and your social media time on your phone. Some people find that really effective to just use it at certain points of the day and put it away after that. And I guess, you know, the last thing would be to actually challenge ourselves to disconnect a little bit. Some people take weeks or months off certain apps and even off their devices as a way of just being able to reset their relationship, you know, with their smartphone and with that technology. So press 1 to change your relationship with your smartphone this week on Mind Games.